You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.848 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, it's the Cooner Country poll question of the day, sponsored by Kelly Financial Services. Which do you think is a greater threat to America, to the United States? A, China's recent missile launch, this new super weapon, this hypersonic missile they successfully launched, or B, the critical race theory indoctrination. I talked about it at Walmart, but basically it's happening in almost every corporation, schools, universities, elementary, public schools, you name it. What do you think ultimately poses a greater threat to the United States? China's missile technology, its new hypersonic missile launch, or critical race theory indoctrination / brainwashing? You can vote on our webpage, WRKO.com/Cooner, K-U-H, N as in Nancy, E-R. You can also vote on our Cooner Country Facebook page, K-U-H, N as in Nancy, E-R. We're also on social media. You can vote on Gab, Parler, or Twitter. Same handle for all three, at The Cooner Report, K-U-H, N as in Nancy, E-R. Okay, you can also text us, 70470. Just write WRKO in front of your text message, 70470. This is from 508. Jeff, can you imagine in the private sector, if during your interview for a job, you told your prospective employer, if you hire me, one of the first things I'm going to do is take a 4-month paid vacation to be at home with my children. Well, that's essentially what Papa Pete Buttigieg did. And the White House is saying he's a role model. With a supply chain crisis, with empty shelves and getting barer by the day, emptier by the day, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Papa Pete, says he's not going to apologize for taking paternity leave for months and months and months. And he says he's going to continue to take paternity leave for months and months and months. Should Papa Pete go? 617-266-6868. Or do you think he's right? Do you think he's entitled, like most Americans, to paid leave? 617-266-6868. Lines are loaded. Terry in Hyde Park. Thanks for holding, Terry, and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Warren Buffett, okay? I'm going to give you information on this guy. He sold us out in Cuba in the 60s when Kennedy was down there fighting for us, okay? He sold sugar for over 3 times the value, and that's how he became rich in the first place, okay? That's the first statement I'm making. He also owns all the railroads in the country, just about, okay? He also has all his companies in China that he sells furniture, okay? What's to say that that fellow is selling us out, just like he did in Cuba?
Oh, in other words, that he's profiteering off of this, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, I agree. I think Jeff Bezos as well. A lot of those warehouses are Amazon warehouses. So now the price of everything is going up because of these shortages. So you're going to become more reliant on Amazon to get your goods because there's nothing at the grocery store. There's little. Less and less at the grocery store, and you're paying a hell of a lot more for everything. So Bezos gets richer. Warren Buffett gets richer. They all get richer. You know who gets screwed, Terry?
Us.
You and me, and my friend. You got it. You and me.
When he owns the railroads, that's the cheapest way to send cargo. Okay? And there are side tracks that go into these warehouses. Okay? So think about the easiest way to ship things. He can control that whole railroad situation in our country. And trucks don't have to be doing that.
Oh, no, you're dead on. Terry, you're absolutely dead on. Terry, I want to ask you this. What do you make of the fact that our Secretary of Transportation, this is his wheelhouse, this is literally his jurisdiction, has been away on paternity leave for 2 months, is going to be away for at least a couple more months. He gives one interview to the media, and he says, oh, no, no, these supply chain shortages, these empty shelves, that's going to be with us for at least a year. But I'm entitled to be at home a bottle feeding my two twins. So does he have the right to be at home in the midst of a national crisis?
No, not at all. And you know, the guy has millions of dollars. Don't tell me that he can't do things, okay, at home. I mean, and that his husband or whatever can't do the same thing he's doing, okay?
Or hire a nanny.
So wrong.
Yeah, or hire a nanny.
Hire a nanny or hire somebody else, okay? So this is a bunch of crap, okay? And the other thing is you know why it's only going to last a year? Because they're going to try to get everything they want in before they start bringing it in. Then what's going to happen is they're going to take credit for all the things they've done, okay, after they starved everybody.
Terry, thank you very much for that call. Well said. 617-266-6868. And look, he can pay for a nanny. He can have his, you know, husband, the Chasten partner, whatever, take care of the kids, the twins. You asked to be transportation secretary. This was the job that you wanted. You do a cabinet level job. You know, it's not like working at the office 9 to 5. It's a massive commitment. It's 24/7. That's what it is to be a cabinet secretary. You serve not just at the pleasure of the president, you serve essentially for the national interest of the United States. So now this clown, 7 months in, takes 2 months off paid paternal paid leave, and then wants another two more months at least. And the White House is saying, yeah, look at him. He's a role model. We love Papa Pete. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. 617-266-6868 is the number. The guy is an absolute joke. I said this about Buttigieg from the beginning. He's out of his league, out of his depth. If they were planning to have children, and they were, because they can't have children, so they had to have it done, what is it, through in vitro fertilization. So as they knew this was being planned, then you say, hey, look, I don't know, you want me to be transportation secretary? Because in about 7 months, we're going to have some kids from a test tube. So we're going to have two twins. You know, we're going to have two kids, twins. So, and I'm taking paternity leave. So I'm going to be off for at least 4 months in my first year in office. You okay with that? What person in his or her right mind would say, yeah, sure, go ahead. Who does that? 617-266-6868. Roman in Boston. Thanks for holding and welcome, Roman.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you, Roman?
I'm well, thank you. At 6 o'clock, I tuned in and you had made mention that this is a Sputnik moment. And I don't think it's a Sputnik moment. I think it's a Cuban Missile Crisis moment for us. Nikita Khrushchev tried to send nuclear missiles to Cuba in response to our missiles in Turkey. Am I correct?
Yes.
On that?
Yes.
Okay. So Kennedy, and I'm not a big fan of the Kennedys, but he set up a blockade and he stared down Nikita Khrushchev. Whereas this administration is just They're not staring down anybody. They're just saying, do whatever you want to do. This is not a coincidence, Jeff. On election night, when Trump was running up the score, on the crawl, on the bottom of the screen, I was watching Fox News. The stock market in China was crashing. We had them on the ropes. They were done. And then all of a sudden, it stops at 3 in the morning. They had to dig. They thought they had to dig 2 million votes. They had to dig 20 million votes to get Biden in. This is all of this is planned. Biden, I don't think he's even has dementia. I think he knows exactly what he's doing, and I think he's doing exactly what he's told. It's absolutely ridiculous. Rome is burning, and people need to wake up and get their head out of the sand. They really do. Oh, we are in deep, deep trouble. I want to know, where's General? Where are the General Grants? Where are the General Pattons? Where's Stillman, Norman, Schwarzkopf? They're all gone. We have nobody but us. I am so sick and tired of every single day something happening. Now, Pete Buttigieg, who's he's been on vacation longer than 2 months because the supply chain crisis has been happening longer than that. He's been on vacation since he's got in. It's absolutely ridiculous. Jen Psaki, this whole administration make Baghdad Bob look like Honest Abe. Those are my thoughts on this whole thing. I tried to cover everything.
Roman, you did an excellent job. Roman, I want to ask you this. Because I've been having this discussion, debate is too strong a word because it's very friendly between Grace and I when we talk about it. It's a disagreement and a discussion, very respectful, and I respect her opinion a lot. She thinks this is all a result of just sheer incompetence, that Biden is a moron, Buttigieg is a complete lightweight. Run down the whole list. Kamala Harris, just go through the whole administration. And that basically you have 20, 30 year olds, millennials, Generation Zers, who are left wing incompetence running the administration. She believes all of this can be laid at the feet of people who don't know what they're doing, that they're out of their depth, out of their league. They have no business being anywhere near power. I disagree. I believe, like you, it's clearly orchestrated. It's clearly planned. This is calculated. Nobody can be this incompetent on a consistent, regular basis. So I want to ask you this, Roman. I've known incompetent people in my life. For example, the former president and CEO at the Washington Times. His name was Tom McDevitt. Literally, our nickname for him was Tom McMoron. That was our nickname. He was so freaking incompetent, you couldn't believe it. But I witnessed people who are powerful, who are incompetent. They don't do the immense damage that Joe Biden does. For whatever reason, people around him catch some mistakes, they try to prevent him from making certain decisions. I've seen football coaches, high school level, whatever, you go, clearly incompetent. But it doesn't have the kind of disaster that someone like this administration, where you look at it and you say, every decision is timed to do maximum punishment, maximum damage to the United States. That we're not talking anymore just sheer colossal incompetence, because I've seen incompetent people.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on hollywoodtakeover.com/free. That's hollywoodtakeover.com/free.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And they're not as destructive as this. This is sheer destruction. And to do this, there has to be a higher power and a higher force behind Biden. Am I wrong, Roman?
No, you are not wrong. Jeff, look. We would get a W once in a while if this was incompetence, don't you think?
Yes.
We would get a win. Something would have to go the American people's way once in a while, but it hasn't. It's consecutive, month after month after month after month after month. There has been catastrophic things that have been happening, and it's just overlooked. It's not incompetence. Do I think that the people in Washington are incompetent? Absolutely. Do I think they know what they're doing? Absolutely. They know exactly what they're doing. They're doing exactly what they're told. There's no way that this can just be sheer incompetence. It can't be coincidence. It can't be. There's no way. I think it's statistically impossible.
Oh, I agree.
What's been happening for the past 10 months.
I so agree. Roman, look, you nailed it. And thank you very much for that call. Look, I love the way he phrased it. Even when you're incompetent, once in a while, you get a win. Look, I remember at the Washington Times, somebody would make a decision behind McMoron's back, as we called him, or whatever. Something would happen. We'd be like, oh, whoo. Okay, whoo. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. You know, like we mitigated the damage. So once in a while, you get a win. Or once in a while, send them on a trip. Have him go somewhere. Okay, he's out of the building. Okay, we can make this decision in his absence. Now, it does look, the paper went down, the paper declined. He undermined the paper badly. He made a lot of bad decisions. But it's a slow hemorrhaging. It's a slow decline. Because once in a while, you know, whatever, people step in, things happen, you maneuver the situation where you mitigate the damage. This, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. It's maximum damage, destruction, almost on a daily basis. It's honestly, to give Biden his due, the devil his due, it's like an inverse of perfection. There's almost something diabolical, really satanic about it. Because look, even a stopped clock is right twice a day. A stop clock, really, seriously. A stop clock twice a day is right. This guy's not even right twice a day. He's 100% wrong on every single issue. And they're not little issues. They're all big issues. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, nah, nah, nah. I've been around. Honestly, let me ask you. Have you been around incompetent people? Really incompetent people? You know, they're not 1,000% destructive every time. I've seen coaches. Again, it's high school. But, you know, the person's incompetent, clearly incompetent. But the players will say, no, no, we know what play to call now. Okay, we'll take care of it. And they do. And they run a half decent play. In other words, it's not every single time. Every play is, you know, maximum destruction, maximum inflict as much defeat as, you know, or a self-inflicted wound every single play. It doesn't happen because, you know, you're not a freaking dictator. Even as a coach, you're just not a dictator. They don't know what to do. They panic. They're insecure. You look at it, you go, oh, out of their league, out of their depth, shouldn't be coaching. But still, once in a while, they make the right decision and, you know, sometimes things work out. With this guy, you tell me. It's been a relentless 10 months. Every minute of every hour of every day. destruction after destruction after destruction. After a while, I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Nobody on this planet can be that incompetent. It's statistically impossible. 617-266-6868. Dan in North Andover. Thanks for holding, Dan, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, I sent you an email this morning, too. You got to take a look at it. It's crazy what's going on at Logan Airport. But so I flew in. I talked to you a week and a half ago. I was out in San Francisco. And then I flew to Florida to get back to reality and make sure the world hadn't totally fallen apart. And it certainly hasn't. Down in Florida, there's no shortage of supplies on the shelves. The stores are packed. I went to a Walmart one night. There were literally pallets of products sitting in the middle because the shelves were full, and they didn't have any other place to put the product. It's like it's a different world.
Well, I got to say this, Dan. DeSantis came out and said he's ordering all the ports in Florida open 24/7. He's telling all these container ships, don't go to these other ports. Come to Florida. We'll unload everything and we'll put it on trucks and we'll send it to market, not just in Florida, but across the country. So DeSantis is saying, we don't have a problem unloading stuff. Come on down.
I can attest to that. So I went over the Dames Point Bridge in Jacksonville, which is the big bridge that goes up over the shipping port. About 11 o'clock one night last week, all the lights were on at the shipping port, trucks rolling in and out. No ships backed up coming in. There's no ships sitting offshore. They're coming in and getting unloaded and going right back out to get more product.
Wow.
Totally different. Totally wow. Different world. And you know something? And I said it during the pandemic back in May and June of 2020. I'd go to Florida and the lights in the grocery stores were on. There was no shortage of toilet paper. There was no shortage of whatever food you wanted to buy. And it was like it's been a different world through this entire thing. And you know something, we need DeSantis in a national position because someone like him gets it and won't kowtow. You know, this Pete Buttigieg. Now I remember when you adopted Ashton and Ava, and it was a beautiful thing. And I remember listening to your show back then, and I think you took about an hour and a half off, Jeff.
Yes.
Maybe 2 hours off.
Yes.
You know, when my brother was born, my father was in the military. He didn't see my brother for the first 15 days of his life, and then had one weekend leave and had to get right back. You know, that's reality in the world. This, you know, taking 8 weeks off while you're a cabinet secretary, that's insane. You know, he had a very, very powerful position as mayor of South Bend, about the size of Newton. You think about that, right? About the size of Newton. And then they advanced him up and got him into national spotlight and to try to take a national role. But remember, he was actually ahead of Biden in the polls going into Super Tuesday. And so was, what was the woman?
Amy Klobuchar.
Amy Klobuchar, right? They were both ahead of, and they were talking about teaming up. And all of a sudden, some deal got cut over that weekend and everybody backed out of the race.
And that's when they anointed Biden. You nailed it. Dan, you nailed it. Dan, I want to ask you this, because obviously you're an extremely astute observer. What do you make of this supply chain so-called crisis that we're seeing in large parts of the country? Why is the administration allowing this to happen? What's their game plan?
Well, I think it's very sinister, Jeff. I think, honestly, And I came up with it over the weekend listening to one of your podcasts, a rerun of your show. The Biden right now is getting rid of all of the medical workers, getting rid of all of the essential people, police officers, right? Why would you do that unless you're planning the demise of the country? And I hate to be the big conspiracy theory, right? But you're going to take the National Guard out of being National Guard and put them into work in the hospitals, right? So when the attack happens, we've given $85 billion worth of equipment to the Taliban. They'll be backed by the Chinese when they do an attack on the country, and it'll look like it was Taliban, but it'll be backed by China, and it'll be hidden. We won't know it. But what'll happen is it'll basically be a surrender because we can't defend.
Fascinating. Dan, I know I'm a broken record, but really, best audience in the business. Best audience in the business. Dan, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868. You know, you look at how the Chinese have now moved in. They've taken over Bagram Air Base. By the way, they announced a new deal with the Taliban. Billions and billions of dollars in investment for those rare earth minerals. China is now backing the Taliban to the hilt. To the hilt. Okay, Pete Buttigieg, Papa Pete, says he's entitled to paternity leave. Is he? Agree, disagree? Your calls next. .918 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868. I want to ask you, Papa Pete says he's entitled to at least 4 months paid leave, even though he's the transportation secretary, that this is a question of family values, of respecting fathers, mothers, parenting. So I want to ask you, do you agree with Papa Pete? 617-266-6868. Carol in Bridgewater. Thanks for holding, Carol, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Carol.
I'd like to comment on several topics.
Yes.
First of all, circle back, Jen, and Family Guy Pete must be by espousing this thing on inflation being good. Must be really, really using common core math, circling numbers and saying that 2 + 2 = 5 to espouse this propaganda. Secondly, I think that not only is Joe Biden compromised, but I fear that maybe the Western countries all in general are compromised because aren't they buying Russian oil and gas? You know, so that worries me that we won't have any allies, that they may be bought off too here. And, you know, then we have to look at Family Guy Pete again. You know, here he is saying parenting is important, but yet we're homeland terrorists. Well, isn't he if he's putting parenting first? I mean, this is ridiculous, you know, all the spins that they just put on everything. But I fear the most that we're going to go down just like Western Europe because of this alliance they have with China.
Carol, have you ever heard of this in your life? We're talking about a major cabinet secretary. It's the Secretary of Transportation. It's one of the top cabinet positions. And the guy is taking a minimum 4 month paternity paid leave in the midst of a supply chain crisis where shelves are going empty in stores across the country. Have you, honestly, Carol, in your life, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, this is a crisis for the American people. It's costing us an arm and a leg. Soon we're going to just have a body. And, you know, I just don't know what to make of it here. We're going to be hurting. Illegals are going to be getting their free housing, health care, their kids' school paid for and everything, while we are paying for all of this, plus trying to survive.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
You nailed it. Carol, you nailed it. Thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868. You see, it's a crisis for us. It's not a crisis for the ruling class. It's not a problem. Inflation, it's okay, because they're making out like bandits. So, and believe me, where they shop, where they go, they don't have empty shelves. Believe me. Biden is not worried about how he's going to get his next meal or whether his grandkids are going to have toys for Christmas. That's okay. They're taken care of. And Carol is completely right. We got to foot the bill for all the illegals, foot the bill for all the welfare deadbeats, and you're on your own. Go and see what's available on the shelves. You get less, and you have to pay more for less. Welcome to Biden's America. 617-266-6868. Mark in Medford. Thanks for holding, Mark, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Great. How are you, Mark?
Jeff, I just want to say that even freaking McDonald's has a manager and an assistant manager. Are you telling me that this buffoon in the White House, knowing that Pete Buttigieg was going to be gone for 4 months, you don't appoint an interim secretary of transportation? I mean, is the whole branch right now just like unoperable? Are they not working? Are they on freaking vacation? I mean, this is ridiculous. Like I said, even McDonald's has an assistant manager and a manager.
Mark, that's a brilliant way of putting it. You're completely right. Imagine a McDonald's where there's no, the manager's gone. The manager is gone. And the assistant manager was like, well, what happened? I don't know.
You took over.
And there's no Big Macs. There's no quarter pounders. There's no French fries. There's nothing.
Oh, but Jeff, now I want to get to my second part of my call about this whole China missile thing that is totally outrageous. But I just want to say that, you know, if this doesn't tell you that this whole administration, starting from the top of Joe Biden, okay, is not a threat to national security, then I don't know what is anymore. I really don't. Are you telling me that China launched a missile that went completely around the freaking world and nobody knew? Nobody saw it? Where is our intelligence and the DOD and the DOJ and the FBI? Are you serious? Are they just more concentrated on worrying about parents, high school parents, being domestic freaking terrorists?
It's a stunning story. Low orbit. It went around the world, a hypersonic missile. And what's even more frightening, Mark, is because it's low orbit, they can change the trajectory of the flight. So it's almost impossible to detect or intercept. So our missile defense systems are almost useless against it. And that's why it's such a massive blow against us. And the Chinese are gloating, absolutely gloating. And you know, Mark, I know I've made this point before, but to me, what's frightening, it's not just that the administration is now just covering it up, but that the media won't touch it. I mean, Mark, don't take my word for it. In Europe, front page everywhere. Asia, front page everywhere. Middle East, front page everywhere. All over the world. It's one of the big, it's Sputnik. It's, oh my God, have you seen what the Chinese have just developed? Here, Mark, it's like it didn't happen.
I mean, Jeff, I mean, doesn't it worry everybody on this planet, including this administration? Or do they not care that right now China could probably wipe us off the face of the earth in a matter of seconds?
Yeah, they have first strike capability now. No question about it.
That's insane. raccoon. That is totally insane, Jeff.
Mark, as always, you're a great call. Thank you so much. Our audience, by the way, is on fire today. Fire. The last couple days in particular, I don't know what it is. Always very good, don't get me wrong, but it's at another dimension. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, coming up next, I promise I'm going to continue to take your calls. When they're this good, how can I not keep taking them? I want to throw one more log on the fire. And it's a stunning story. It's all tied together. Trust me, you got to hear it to believe it. Next. .9:30 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. You can text us 70470. Just please write WRKO in front of your text message. This is from 917. Jeff, build back better. That is Joe Biden and the Democrats' slogan. However, you can't build back better unless you first demolish. We are seeing the demolition crew working overtime. Bingo. And the question is, and he's completely right, or she, whoever is, whoever 917 is, the texter is completely right. To build back better, in other words, to build something new, in other words, their socialist revolution, you must demolish, you must destroy. So what we're witnessing now is the systematic destruction and dismantling of America, industry by industry, sector by sector. And what they want to replace it with, and this ties in now to communist China, and really I think the big theme of today's show, is we are seeing Chinese-style socialism, Chinese-style authoritarianism, Chinese-style control and censorship being imposed here in the United States. And it goes back to the seminal point I've been making really since today's show. China is slowly conquering us without firing a shot or a bullet. Economically, politically, culturally, socially, they are slowly turning us into a satellite or colony of Beijing. And we are now seeing a Chinese-style system being imposed here. And what is the heart of this system? Constant brainwashing and indoctrination. Whether it's critical race theory, whether it's LGBTQ plus, whatever it is now, whether it's this woke ideology, which is a cancer on our culture and the culture of the West. It is an all-out propaganda offensive. Now, after a while, why does Beijing even need to fight a war if we are willing to impose China's ideology and China's system and bow to Beijing on our own? If we do all this willingly, then, I mean, if I were them and we're going to have a nuclear war, why? We're going to start World War III or World War IV and hundreds of millions of people are going to get slaughtered. Why? We can just bribe, co-opt, and compromise America, hollow it out, infiltrate it from within. And our democratic liberal allies, like in Vichy France, the collaborators, they will do our bidding. Now, if you're thinking, Jeff, whoa, that seems a little, don't you think that's a little extreme? Okay, listen now to this. Of all of the polling organizations out there, the one that has been consistently the most accurate has been Rasmussen. Rasmussen has been accurate, or the most accurate, the closest, going back years. Listen now to this unbelievable poll from Rasmussen. There are now officially two Americas. According to a Rasmussen Reports survey, this was last week, a plurality of American voters oppose the Biden regime's attempt to investigate parents, to brand them as domestic terrorists, for publicly opposing critical race theory in schools. 47% disapprove. They strongly oppose the Biden administration's decision to unleash the FBI to label concerned parents who oppose critical race theory and mask mandates as quote unquote domestic terrorists. Here's the shocking part. 44%. Let me repeat that. 44% support the move by Biden. This is the part that Rasmussen found absolutely stunning. 44% support Biden and Merrick Garland's decision to label and brand parents who oppose critical race theory at school board meetings as quote unquote domestic terrorists and threats to democracy. In fact, 25% strongly support it. They're completely for it. According now to the actual Rasmussen survey, listen to this. Democrats are about twice as likely as other voters to support Merrick Garland's order for a federal investigation of alleged threats against school officials. 64% of Democrats support the FBI investigation and labeling parents as terrorists. 64% of Democrats. Now, what this shows conclusively is that now there is a very strong minority, almost a majority, 44%, they're 6 percentage points away, that now support the creation of a police state, that now support using Big Brother to brand dissidents, those who dissent from the regime, those who oppose naked race hatred and anti-Americanism. And that's what critical race theory is. It is virulent anti-white racism. They now support having them labeled as enemies of the state, enemies of the regime, and to have the deep state led by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, even the Secret Service, investigate parents, track parents, and if necessary, arrest parents. For what? For what? We now have 44%, let's not mince words, that now support Chinese-style authoritarian communism. A Chinese-style police state. 44%. And that is now the dominant majority, 64% within the Democratic Party. Now, I ask you, if I'm in Beijing and they're not stupid, and believe it or not, they're widely read, they read, they're not ignorant people, they're not fools. I look at this, I'm like, we got them. The frog has pretty much now been boiled to death. We're just ratcheting up the temperature degree by degree by degree, because today it's 44%. But the way they're brainwashing and indoctrinating elementary school kids, high school kids, university and college students, what do you think the future, the pipeline that's coming, what do you think that number is going to go? It's not going down. It's going up. It's going to be 44 and then 47 and then 49. And before you know it, it'll be 50% plus one. And you will then have a majority of the American people that actually believe if you exercise your First Amendment rights to freedom of assembly and freedom of speech to simply oppose woke ideology, socialism, Marxism, and that's what critical race theory is, cultural Marxism, you are a domestic terrorist. In other words, the gulag for you, jail for you, a detention camp or a quarantine camp or whatever for you. We now have a major political party that is at war with democracy and freedom itself, that literally is now it's morphed into a communist party on the model of China. As you know, one of my great intellectual heroes is George Orwell. He was, to me, one of the great prophets of the 20th century, an absolutely brilliant man. And his book, 1984, where he predicted and prophesied all of this, is now coming to fruit. It is now becoming a reality. This is the last interview George Orwell gave. He died of tuberculosis at the age of 47 in 1950 to the BBC. Listen to Orwell talk about 1984 and his final warning. Roll cut 51, Christian.
I think that allowing for the book being, after all, a parody, something like 1984 could actually happen. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
That, of course, is the great novelist, I think one of the greatest men of the 20th century, George Orwell, the author of 1984. He also wrote Animal Farm and just other magnificent novels. But 1984 is his most powerful work, and its vision haunts us to this day. And we're starting to see it now unfold right in front of our eyes here in the United States of America. And it's Beijing. He's describing communist China. He's describing North Korea. He's describing, in some sense, now even Russia under Putin. But increasingly, and his warning was meant for the West, especially Britain and the United States. 1984 was written for the people of Great Britain and the United States. Don't let it happen here. And it depends on you. 617-266-6868. Brad on the South Shore. Thanks for holding, Brad, and welcome. Did we lose Brad? Or Sue, you mean Pete in Dartmouth or Sue in Boston? Pete in Dartmouth. Thanks for holding, Pete, and welcome.
Okay, and I actually texted you this a little over a week ago. What's going on with our government, I don't believe is incompetence at all. And I referenced in that text that back in the 60s, there were two progressive professors at Columbia, Cloward and Piven,
yes,
who wrote a paper that said the only way to change the system is to collapse the present system. And you do that by overwhelming the system. So I think this is the first best opportunity they've had to have a dupe in the White House that they could, you know, behind the scenes, create so much chaos on every front that they can collapse the current system. I think that's what's going on.
So, Pete, I think you're 1,000% correct. Pete, I think you're so correct. It's like saying the sky is blue. And what you're witnessing now slowly, my fear is, They're succeeding. The system is starting to collapse.
They are. Well, I'd recommend, because I heard it first, you know, from Glenn Beck. So if you can, you know, get him on your show to talk about the Cloward and Piven situation or their writings, I think that would be enlightening for everybody because it makes everything fall into place about what they're seeing going on.
Pete, what do you make of this stunning poll result from Rasmussen? As I said, they're one of the most accurate polling groups in the entire country. They're very good. I don't trust polls, but them I trust. 44% of all Americans, 64% of all Democrats. Let's not quibble. Essentially two-thirds of the party now support Merrick Garland and Biden going after parents, calling and labeling them domestic terrorists, having the FBI investigate them and throw them in jail potentially simply for opposing critical race theory at school boards. Are we seeing the rise of communist, of a Chinese style communist system being imposed right in front of our eyes?
And I somewhat, you know, disagree with you in terms of, you know, getting active and, you know, having demonstrations and stuff like that, because, you know, just like Nazi Germany and you know, several fascist dictatorships, they basically foment the uprising and then crush the uprising. I honestly think that a national strike is the way to go because it's hard to fight that violently.
That's an interesting point.
So
that's
a very interesting point. Don't go to work, don't go to school, don't do everything, then how are they going to do that? How are they going to come and, like, what, drag you out of your house and say, no, you have to go to work?
Well, look at Southwest Airlines. Look what the pilots and the employees did. They brought Southwest to its knees over the vaccine mandate.
Exactly. But if you get, even, you know, 30% of the American public to say, okay, that's it, we're done, enough. And that was my byline, actually. You know, the instead of solidarity, it would be enough, and just say, okay, you know, we're done, we're not doing anything now. And then see what they do.
Interesting.
Because they, you know, they'll put, you know, Antifa and BLM and whatever in the crowd to, you know, make it turn into a riot. If you show up in mass, there's going to be a riot. And it won't be the people that are protesting what the administration's doing. It'll be, you know, the agent provocateurs, basically. Well, just like January 6th, for that matter. But I think that's where the truth lies. So I'll leave you with that. But
Interesting. Very good call, Pete. Thank you very much. I mean, to me, that these numbers are chilling. 44% of the American people now want Americans thrown in jail and branded as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, terrorists, for voicing their opposition to critical race theory at school board meetings. So they want concerned parents to be branded and labeled as criminals. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Believe me, China can take us over without firing a shot. The Democrats are more than happy to do their dirty work. Sue in Boston. Thanks for holding, Sue, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
I just wanted to, well, I wanted to talk about the ports really quick, but before I did, you were talking about 1984, and it makes me think about this scene where a guy is, you know, they catch, I forget his name, but they say, okay, how many fingers do I have up?
Yeah, Winston, the main character, Winston.
That's it. And he says, you know, five, no, four. And he goes, no, I don't, I have five. He says, no, you have four. So he keeps going and going until he, you know, he's gaslighted. You know what I mean? It's control of their thinking. And that's exactly what the press is doing today. You know, they're saying, oh, no, don't look there. Look over there. This isn't happening. This is happening. You know,
Oh, you're dead on. I mean, Sue, remember that famous expression in the novel? 2 + 2 = 5. If the regime says 2 + 2 = 5, then 2 + 2 = 5. So you see, getting to the ports, to your point, Sue, shortages are good. Inflation is good. It's all a sign of a prosperous. It's all good, Sue. So what are we complaining about? It's good.
Well, so if you look up, and I have to be honest, I've been a conspiracy theorist for like 20 years. And, you know, a conspiracy is basically just two or more people you know, getting together, like the people who created the Federal Reserve. I know you know that. It's a cabal. You know, they got together as an agenda, and then other people are questioning what's going on. So I always question what's going on. So you're talking about the ports. All you got to do is look up, and I don't use Google. Look up the search engine, www.swisshouse.com. And it sounds funny, but it's an outside the United States search engine. Use that one. That's where you'll get. Google is propaganda. It will tell you what it wants you to see. So it will list things a certain way. But if you use other ones, you'll get what's really out there. So anyways, if you look up China buying ports, you'll see article after article.
Oh, I wish I had more time. In other words, they're buying up ports all across the United States and all across the world. It's their big gambit for world superpower status and domination. The audience, I love you in a non-sexual...
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.